Blog Talk Radio.
Body and spirit. I am Judith Pinkerton, a licensed board-certified music therapist and founder of Music for Life. And Music for Life music is at the core of all that we do, connecting you to the life of your spirit, to the life of your senses. With composer Ludwig von Beethoven's quote, "Music is the mediator between the life of the senses and the life of the spirit." So how do we practice healing mind, body, and spirit? We plug you into yourself differently with music at the core, discovering that when you listen or play music, you find out how the music is really playing you. We support you harnessing the power of music to create a healthy lifestyle, connecting you to the life of your spirit through the life of your senses. I am delighted you have joined me as we explore together this month's theme of reset, realign, and restart. Our guest today is Marquita Pierre McAllister, inspirational speaker and spiritual leader for the Center for Spiritual Living Southern Nevada, who is a spiritual partner with Music for Life. This radio show introduces September's UPS Fun Shop, which is up-leveling your periscope. It is the eighth fun shop in the 2016 monthly series that is scheduled on September 18th in Las Vegas, if you happen to be in town for that. It's co-presented by both myself and Marquita. Welcome to the show, Marquita.
Good morning, Judith. Glad to be here. Always happy to be here and talking about our fun shops and how we end up changing people's lives. Love to do that.
Yeah, it's been such an interesting journey already with seven fun shops under our belt helping many, many people with exploring themselves differently. Today's music choices are going to be explored to understand how we also use music to restart our life when chaos appears rampant in our life. And I know that you have chosen a specific quote that comes out of the book that we wrote together called Order Up Your Life for restarting life. What is that quote, Marquita?
So the quote is on September 19th is the day of the month. And it states, reset, realign, rejuvenate, and begin again. Do this as often as needed to keep yourself in the flow of the good. So it's really going back to how we can restart our lives at any moment so that we can actually have and experience the lives that we want.
So when we look at, you know, what it means, I mean, those are three really powerful words that may appear synonymous or how they might be different. So if you could kind of steer us into what does it mean to reset versus realign versus restart, what is that?
So the first word is reset. And that is where, and we've talked about this before in our fun shops, where we set intentions, and people tend to set intentions at the first of every year. And so we certainly went through that as far as setting an intention. But what we find is in setting our intentions, maybe in the middle of the year or even a couple months down the road, we have a tendency to not be following through. So at any moment, you can reset. And it's really important to reset. And we call them intentions versus anything else because an intention is something you intend to do And you can go back and re-intend to do that again and again. So that's the reset part, is where do you want to reset your mind, reset your focus on what your intention is for yourself and for your life. And then the realignment part is understanding that we deal with the mind, body, and the spirit. We do that through music. We do that through affirmations and this who we are. And so the idea of realignment is that usually as we go through our lives, we tend to do things that aren't necessarily in alignment with what our intention was. And so we must realign the mind, the body, and the spirit, all three, in order to fulfill our intentions for our lives. So it's about looking at, so you reset your intention, but then you get to look at the three parts of you, are all three in alignment with the intention that you've set. So that's the realign, because sometimes we're out of alignment in one of those areas, and we get to realign that part. And then the restart is once you have reset your intention and gotten clear about that, then you're looking at realigning mind, body, spirit, and then you start. So many times people don't understand that. They go, okay, I've got this intention, I'm just going to restart, not recognizing that something's out of alignment. And it really takes all three of these processes so that when you restart, when you actually move into action regarding of what you intend your life to be, everything is ready to go. You're firing on all cylinders. It's really interesting. Last month, in August, we dealt with soul purpose. And so last month, we had a great time in our fun shop, and we had quite a few attendees because people have a tendency to forget what their soul purpose, or just don't even know what their soul, meaning what are they here to do, what's going to bring them the most joy, and how can they contribute to the world in a very powerful way. So we dealt with people understanding what their soul purpose was. And we're going to revisit that in the month of September because some people may come new who didn't get to do that piece. So we're going to take the soul purpose part once people really have that a little bit more clear and defined for themselves and look at this idea of resetting, realigning, and then restarting and taking the soul purpose and working through each of those areas for everyone. We're going to do that with lots of exercises and a lot of fun because it is fun shop, and the different music that goes along with each parts of those, so we know how to use music to empower us as we reset, as we realign, and then as we restart. It's going to be a powerful workshop. Looking forward to doing it. As Judith and I, you know, always get together and create from our bellies, as we say, these wonderful fun shops that actually shift people in their lives. And so it's interesting how the fun shops are gaining momentum with more people coming. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun to do.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
There is something our listeners can access immediately about resetting our mindset with just a simple 10 minutes a day, right? And so there's this, it's kind of a cute buzzword where they say intentions with the number 10. So it's IN, the number 10, and then TIONS. So we'll make a link to this so that people can access it to start using something maybe right now. So if we think about, you know, simply how to reset our mindset itself, so we're going to take just a small part of what the fun shop's actually going to deliver with resetting and realigning and restarting. Here's one little thing that people could be doing every day right now until September 18th when we meet. But it's that being able to in 10 minutes, focus on what you desire, and it could be that I just want to be happy today. I want things to fall into place, you know, whatever that looks like, and being able to set your intention of wanting and desiring that in the morning, and then, again, 10 minutes at night of journaling, how did that actually transpire? And I fully admit that when I have journaled, it's been powerful for me, but as a consistent practice, I don't do it, and I'm willing, after reading this, to look at it and go, you know what, just to be able to reflect on how the day went in a different way rather than just thinking about it, actually setting down and seeing if the journaling has something more come up for me that I would not necessarily have thought of, because our thoughts tend to be at the top, right? And that's what we think about, maybe perseverate on, whereas journaling allows you to get that part out of you on paper so that more can come up. Is that what your experience is when you journal?
Absolutely. There's just more besides the surface thought. There's something underneath the surface thoughts. And when you journal, a lot of times that can flow out. And then you look at it and go, very interesting. What I love about journaling is when you journal in the evening, you're pretty much journaling about your day and how you went about it. And I would give the guideline of, you can journal about how your day went, but be sure to look for the highlights in that. Be sure to look for how the parts of your intention were met during the day versus dwelling too much on what didn't happen. Really dwell on what did happen, what the good did happen, how the intentions were met on that day. That's really important so that when you go to sleep, that's kind of in the subconscious. And then when you wake up setting the next intention, what's great, Judith, is about our book is Order Up Your Life. And so in that is this idea of, having a quote, having something in the very beginning in the morning to help you set your intention for the day. It's a great, great book to use for that purpose.
Yeah, and looking at the music that can help support that, I was just referencing our user guide for the Order Up Your Life book. And just under this topic of reset, realign, restart for September, there are more than 30 pieces of music that people can reference to support them feeling capable of resetting, realigning, and restarting and anchoring in whatever they're wanting to reset to or realign with or restart, to move forward. So we'll be highlighting some of those pieces of music. The one that actually matches your quote, and the quote again for our radio show today is what? Could you read that again, please?
You bet. Reset, realign, rejuvenate, and begin again. Do this as often as needed to keep yourself in the flow of the good.
So I have to laugh because the actual song that's paired with that quote for September 19th is the actual date that you read it from in the Order Up Your Life book is the Afters band called the song Every Good Thing. And that song is really high energy. And so it's being able to anchor yourself in, I'm resetting my day, and this is the song that's going to make me look at everything in a positive way. There's another song I wanted to highlight that's listed in the user guide, and that's Todd Rundgren, his song called Bang the Drum All Day. And when we think of the rhythm of life, right, and being able to just flow through it with Music for Life also offering drum circles, I love this song because it really helps you anchor in that the rhythm of life is happening for me right here, right now. This is what I desire for my life. And if I just bang on the drum all day, maybe things will just flow in a rhythmical, musical way that feels good. Another
Very nice.
Song is an instrumental. Jared Radnich is a fabulous pianist that does the song without lyric called Don't Stop Believing. So it's really anchoring in the energy of what those lyric and the melody are affirming for you. It's another song that would be valuable for people. As we look again at Survivor does a song called Eye of the Tiger. And again, it's just about, how can I embrace, the goals, the desire I want for life. There's so many great songs here. There's another one by Margaret Owens called Getting Comfortable in My Skin. So if we're experiencing so much chaos that we feel disconnected from ourselves, that this song can help you realign just with, being comfortable in your own skin, with your own body, with your own mindset. Sometimes we distract a lot from our balance in life because we get so caught up in the chaos that this type of song called Getting Comfortable in My Skin might be helpful for listeners. Wow, there's just so many great songs in this user guide. So again, we'll put the link to this user guide so that people can access it, because it's got over 30 songs in it to be able to help us reset, realign, and restart our life. If you'll remember, Marquita, when we did the Soul Purpose Fun Shop last month, there was a specific YouTube that we had people watch because it helped them to uncover their life purpose like in 5 minutes. And yeah, we're going to do that again at this Fun Shop for those that did not attend and come to this one this month, so that they really get anchored in what that's like. Do you remember the kind of feedback that we got from people when we had them watch that and then they started writing down their ideas of what it was? It was interesting to note that several people still did not feel they had the words or could even put together what they had uncovered from that short video. That was interesting to me, that they still needed assistance in actually putting the words together that would be that elevator pitch for them about what do they desire, what is their soul purpose, what are they going to accomplish this life.
Well, I think part of that comes from our cultural, and I do mean societal, upbringing of identifying with our jobs, identifying with being a mother or a father or grandmother, grandparent, identifying with different kind of titles. And a soul purpose is not about that. It's not about the doingness of what you do every day to make money, or you being somebody's parent, or it's not about that. It's about why you're here on the planet. And so the reason I think some of the people had a little bit of difficulty is because no one's asked them, who are you and what you're about, really? They ask them, what do you do for a living? That's usually the question that goes around in our society, or what do you do? And we're used to doing that, and you're used to answering that through titles and through labels versus our passion and why we're here on the planet. And so I think the difficulty, what we saw, was they had either never been asked a question, and even if they had, they probably had a whole paragraph to answer it versus getting to the core of why they're here on the planet, what the sole purpose was. And so I thought it was really enlightening and fun to watch people struggle just a little bit with, wait a minute, how do I do this in just a few words? And so the nice thing about the process is it allowed people to go through a process, even though they struggled a little bit, so they got clear about their soul purpose and being able to state that within a sentence or two, really clear, really quick. And it just hits. And some of the people, as you remember, some people were just hit in their heart once they got it together, realizing, yes, that's who I am and that's what I'm about. It was a great process, which is why we'll be repeating it, right, this month.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that people get so overwhelmed with life that when they think about soul purpose, they don't realize that it needs to be very simple. Simple, easy to focus on, and it's the feeling that's attached to that that motivates the action in order to accomplish it. It has to be really simple to attach to it that feeling, that connection with your own spirit and what you desire in your life so that you can accomplish that intention. So we'll be covering a lot in September 18th, but wanting to give as much as possible right now for our listeners to start getting acquainted with how to be able to reset, then realign with your life purpose, and then restart. So imagine that we're so overwhelmed with stress that those three words don't even make sense. They sound really nice, but they don't even make sense.
Right.
So, again, encouraging listeners to reset is thinking about how to reset your mindset into thinking positively. What do you desire right now of life? Yes, I want to be happy. Yes, I want to be stress-free. Those kinds of things. And then when you can, with this link that we'll have to the intentions link, the website, be able to do that 10-minute in the morning, 10-minute at night, so you can really start with resetting your mindset to be positive, and then being able to release that emotional tension so that you can connect with your spirit that identifies what your soul purpose is, which is that next step that we did last month that we'll repeat again this month. And realigning with your life purpose, your soul purpose. And then with the positive mindset connecting to your inner spirit and your purpose, you can then restart again. We'll also be reflecting back on what goals people might have said on January 1st or in January, yes, this is what I want to do this year, about how to restart yourself if you haven't accomplished some of those so that you can have a fabulous rest of the year in accomplishing
yes.
what hasn't been done yet.
And, you know, the other piece of that is, and I think we had a couple in our group last time, is that people have set goals in January 1 and it had nothing to do with their sole purpose. And so this, the whole resetting can be simply because what you thought you wanted and needed to do in January 1, once you are identifying your real soul purpose and you get clear, you'll have to reset, simply realizing that, yeah, what I thought I wanted in January is not the best thing that's going to make me happy and have a fulfilled life. Living my soul purpose will, so now let me reset my intention on what I'm about and what I'm here to do, and realign myself with that. And now let's restart based on something much more fulfilling and deeper within me. Yeah, so many times we set goals in January, one that has to do with the world versus having to do with really with what we really, really, really want within us.
Yeah. You know, reflecting back on us at the first part of the year, I remember that we had this grandiose idea that the book that we were creating together was going to be available by the January 1st. And
that was funny.
When we realized what we had gotten ourselves into, it was another 30 days before it actually got released. and then we realized that, oh, you know what, we really need to have an addendum to this to really capture the gold that's in the book. Differently with the user guide. And so then that took another, I don't know, 30, 60 days, whatever it was, to get that produced so that it could be utilized. And I have to say that complement of the perpetual journal calendar of Order Up Your Life combined with the user guide, I personally use regularly in my music therapy practice, in my speaking practice, and with you, with the radio show. I don't know, you know, how you utilize it, Marquita, but it's just been a fabulous resource for me to deliver something brand new spontaneously with whomever I'm working with, whether it's large audiences or just a small group or one-on-one.
Yeah, no, I do the same thing. I do it in my speaking engagements. I have, you know, we have the Centers for Spiritual Living that I do the sermons every Sunday with. But a lot of times what I've noticed is I use it much more intentionally and intently when I'm speaking out of town. Like Sunday I'll be in L.A. speaking at their church, and I'm absolutely using the journal. But what's wonderful, I agree with you, is to go to the user guide, because I have what's in my head, what I want to talk on. I go to the user guide first. To go, okay, these are the words, now let me go and find the quotes, and then I go in and it's just a bang, bang. It's so easy to put together quotes and things using this user guide in companion with the perpetual journal calendar. So that's how I use it. And then there are times when I just use it because I need a quote, because I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling. It's like, okay, what's this about? How can I move myself into a positive realm on something, whatever the subject is? And I use it for that also, just personally. Great.
Yeah, just so people understand what it is these resources are, now that we're intending for you to buy it, but just if you're looking for a resource such as this, the Order of Your Life is a perpetual journal calendar that can be used day in, day out, every year, that has a specific quote from many of your talks about how to order up your life within 12 themes. So we can, you know, I'll talk about what the themes are. But throughout the year, you can look at a theme and what would work for whatever you're planning. So in the user guide, there's over, I think, 400 keywords that reference. So if you're wanting to look up love or power or justice,
courage,
or, you know, anything.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, courage. Those. Lots of keywords that will point you to the quote that will support what you want to deliver. And then this user guide also shows 366 songs by title. So it's organized by title, or you can access it by the actual artist or composer, or you can access it by genre. So if you're wanting just R&B or alternative or hip-hop or classical or country or Christian or gospel or new age, there's like 26 different genres that are represented in all these songs or pieces of music. And then it's also organized by mood, so that if you're looking for an energizing, happy mood, you can find those pieces of music. Or if you're wanting something that's more soothing and calming, you can find those. So we have 12 themes that all the quotes and all the music are organized to. So the themes are each one, reach one, relationship, power within, rise up, healthy mind, serving up gifts, freedom, soul purpose, and the theme we're doing right now, reset, realign, restart, courage to allow, appreciate, and finally the last one is light of peace. So imagine being able to use these themes and appropriately with whomever you're working with, whether you're a trainer or a speaker or a practitioner or life coach, whatever that might be, you would find value, I think, we think, because we already use it ourselves, in our own practices. Is there any other words of encouragement, Marquita, that you might have for listeners who are really wanting to be able to practice healing their mind, body, spirit with what we've been talking about today?
You know, what's come up for me just a moment ago, and it's because I'm developing a meditation program, and that is when it comes to people who are just on the path of meditation, the idea of reset and realign and restart is like really, really important, because people start, and it could be meditation, it could be an exercise program, it could be a prayer program, it could be whatever you're intending to do for the long term. This idea of reset, realign, and restart is really quite quite important. And so it's interesting also, in addition, I just want to throw a personal story in here. Just 2 weeks ago, my mother-in-law passed away, and we had to go to Nebraska for the funeral. And in that time, I've got to spend some time alone. And in working with Soul Purpose from last month and looking at my own life, I was became even more crystal of not only what I'm doing here on the planet, because I understand that, but in which way, because I'm very blessed to be able to use many gifts in many different ways, to settle in on the most important pieces. And so as I settled in on two really, really important critical pieces of my life that I want to reset, realign, and restart, it was about letting go of everything else and looking at those two pieces and making the decision, I'm going to focus in on these two things only. That's it. Everything else I will do, but it gets to take a back burner. So I just last week really moved into refocusing my own life through this idea of reset, realign, and restart. And then I am, you know, I'm studying to be a life coach and working with clients. And just yesterday I had a session and used the very tools of this idea of reset, realign, and restart. So again, it's a powerful, powerful theme to use in one's life moment by moment. It really doesn't matter what you're doing. Just please remember, as you become more crystallized in what you're doing and understanding why you're here on the planet, be sure to reset your intention. Doesn't matter what the intention was before, just reset your intention. Realign mind, body, and spirit. And a wonderful way to do that is obviously through music, because it just soothes the soul. And then restart based on your centeredness, being centered. That's what
Thank
I would
you
say about
so
that.
Much, Marquita. We are coming to the close of our show. Thank you for sharing your experience of identifying how to restart our life on Music for Life Radio. You've been listening to Music for Life with Judith Pinkerton, where we practice healing mind, body, and spirit. Till we meet again, notice how you practice healing your mind, body, and spirit.
with the power of music in your life now.